Literature, page 120. Reading. Read the excerpt, then do the exercises below.
How I Became an Athlete, by Jesse Owens. One of the most wonderful moments in my life was standing and waiting to be awarded my fourth gold medal at the Olympic Games in 1936. Standing there, my thoughts raced back to a time when it had seemed impossible that I would ever run like other boys and girls, let alone win an Olympic gold. The story began one night when I was six. "What's that strange bump on your leg, Jess?" my mother had asked. "I don't know, Ma," I answered. "It doesn't hurt much, though." But as time passed, the bump grew larger and became painful. Soon I was unable to walk. We couldn't afford medical care, so my mother decided that she would nurse my leg back to health. She massaged it and forced me to walk on it despite the pain. The bump started slowly disappearing until, by the time I turned 9, it was gone. I suppose that I began running because I was so thankful to have the use of my leg again. My school was a simple one-room schoolhouse without a gym or sports equipment, but that didn't bother me. I ran across the fields and along country roads. That's probably why running was so easy for me when we moved to Cleveland. In Cleveland, I could run on city streets and on the smooth floor of the gym in my new school. I found that I was faster than the others and eagerly awaited the chance to join a real team in junior high school. I'll never forget the day when I met Coach Charles Riley, who taught me how to use the healthy legs my mother had given me. He also showed me that spirit could make them move even faster than blood and muscle could. "Hey, fella," he called to me one morning as I finished my first run, "what's your name?" "Jesse Owens," I said excitedly. "Well, Jesse Owens," he said, "I'd like you to run with my high school team. The junior high team is too slow for you." At the beginning of my story, I said that one of the most wonderful moments in my life was at the Olympics. Nothing, however, compared with the way I felt when Coach Riley spoke those words to me. I started training really hard. Although it was tiring, I gradually improved. In fact, I was the best runner on the team before I became a teenager. I practiced a lot, but I had also been gifted with a pair of strong, talented legs. It was because of this, though, that I wasn't doing my best. I was quite satisfied with being the fastest in the school, and so I wasn't using my full ability. One day after practice, Coach Riley stopped me. "Jesse," he said, "it's nice to have natural ability and be the best in school, but there's something that's 1,000 times more important than that, and that's doing your best." He went on, "You can set the world record if you work up to your potential." My eyes opened wide. Me? Set a world record? Me? A poor kid from the South who almost didn't walk at all and who shined shoes to help feed the family? But slowly his words sank in, and I learned to try just as hard as I could. Years later, I found myself competing in the Olympics. And even more exciting than receiving the medals was the knowledge that I had done my absolute best.